All of us on this planet have tremendous potential to live the life of our dreams. But often we get stuck in negative states that stop us from living the life that we deserve. In this week's episode, I'm going to talk about why you should not be settling for mediocrity, why you do it, why it's bad for you, and most importantly, I'm going to share with you tips on what to do about it. I'm Sam McCool, and welcome to A Higher Branch. Hello and welcome to another episode of A Higher Branch. If you are new to this podcast, welcome. I always produce this podcast with the utmost of love and respect. Respect for your time and love for your potential. And if you are an existing listener to this podcast, welcome back. And if I could ask you to do me one small favor before we move on today, and that is please give me a rating and a review. If you are getting value, any value from these episodes, by giving me a rating and review, you help boost our rankings and that helps me reach more and more people. So thank you in advance for helping me do that. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Okay, now let's move on to today's topic, settling for mediocrity. Settling for mediocrity in your life, with your own personal self, and also settling for mediocrity from the people around you. Now, I say this with respect because I don't think you wake up every morning and say to yourself, yay, I'm aiming for average today, right? Nobody does that. Nobody wakes up and says, I'm going to have an average day today. We actually, when we first wake up, we wake up with the mindset that I'm going to have a good day today. And then things happen throughout the day that take us off our path. And then we slip into a state of being lost, stale, or stuck. And I covered that in the first episode of this season. And if you haven't listened to that episode, we received an incredible, overwhelming response. It was the first episode for the season, and it's called The Four Signs You Need to Do a Life Reset. So I urge you to go back and listen to that in your own time. But let's continue on with why we should not be settling for mediocrity. And it's because humans, we are wired for progress. We are wired to keep climbing higher in life. The whole essence of A Higher Branch and why I wrote the first book called A Higher Branch for my children and named the Success Academy A Higher Branch and why this podcast is called A Higher Branch is that we need to be climbing higher in life in each of the eight areas, in health, love, family, work, friendship, learning, wealth, and charity. We need to feel like we are making progress. And that's why it's absolutely essential to have goals and dreams in each of those eight areas and wake up every day and take action towards those areas because that's what gives you fulfillment. People feel like, you know, life is about health and happiness. No, it's about health and fulfillment. Okay, we can't be happy all of the time. In fact, if we were happy all of the time, we wouldn't appreciate happiness. We need to feel a little bit down sometimes because then when we feel happy, we'll notice the difference. So it's about feeling fulfilled. And let me tell you, depression does not discriminate, right? I've come across people who are depressed that shouldn't be depressed. Whether you are rich or poor, you can be depressed. Whether you are first world or third world, you can be depressed. And the common feature amongst most people who are depressed, and I've certainly coached a lot of people who are in therapy that have seen me, and I found that the common feature is they stopped climbing higher in life. They settled. And it's like climbing to a branch on the metaphorical eight trees of life and staying there. We exhaust the fruit on that branch. We look up. We see other branches with more fruit, you know, whether it's a higher paying job, more clients, growth in the business, improving our relationship, improving our energy levels. And we look up and we see it and we say, no, I'm happy on this branch. That's stagnation. Stagnation will lead to stagnation of your human spirit. And look, I think you know what I'm talking about, and I've given you enough context. So let me give you a few examples of what does it look like? What does mediocrity look like in the eight areas of life? So you can identify it and not settle for it. So what does settling look like in everyday life? It's like going to the gym, and instead of doing 30 push-ups, you do 10. That's settling. Instead of eating live healthy food, you eat junk food. That's settling. If you're in a relationship with someone and you're not being treated well and you're not treating them well and you're kind of coexisting, that's settling, right? If you live in a home with a family and you're settling for mess versus tidiness, that's an example of mediocrity. Or laziness versus doing chores, that's mediocrity. At work, it's like meeting KPIs, meeting targets, but not exceeding expectations. Or drafting a plain email versus an impactful email. Or, you know, being bland on the phone call with the client rather than being impactful and exciting or enthusiastic. You know, I always say this at work. When you come to work, you should be focused on making an impact. It doesn't have to be big, can be small. But just smiling when you're talking to someone is making the impact. Finishing an email with a friendly emoji or showing that you care is not settling. You know, it's not settling for mediocrity. In friendship, what is an example of settling for mediocrity is when you settle for toxic friends. You know, friends that are always jealous of you, comparing themselves, who always complain to you or only call you when they need something. So when you're settling for friends who are toxic, that's mediocrity. You deserve better than that. So when it comes to the area of learning, I'm scrolling through the eight areas of life here. It's like flopping in front of the TV and binge watching TV or scrolling social media instead of reading and journaling or meditating or listening to something educational. When it comes to wealth, it's spending your money needlessly on things that you really don't need that end up sitting there collecting dust. There's so many different examples when it comes to settling for mediocrity. And I hope some of those examples I've given you, and they're meant to be non-confrontational, just to give you an idea so you can identify what mediocrity looks like. Now, let's move on to why settling for mediocrity is bad. It's bad for yourself, your partner, your family, your work colleagues, your friends, your clients, whoever it is. And it's bad for two reasons. Number one is that's how people fail. That's how relationships fail. That's how families fail. That's how businesses fail. So when you settle for mediocrity and you find that the world, because the world in general is not settling for mediocrity. If the world was settling for mediocrity, we wouldn't have phone upgrades. We wouldn't have laptop upgrades. We wouldn't have car upgrades. Everyone is constantly upgrading. So when we're settling for mediocrity, we're actually falling behind. We're moving backwards. And when you're moving backwards, that's a fail. The second reason why it's bad is that you will start becoming dissatisfied with your life. You will start harboring feelings of bitterness, being resentful, enter blaming, complaining. You see, that's why I mentioned these three things you need to stop doing, because they're all interrelated. When you settle for mediocrity, then you start giving your mind permission to start blaming and complaining. So that's why it's bad. Now, let's move on to why we do it, because I want you to know the reasons why our psychology is wired for settling for mediocrity. And by knowing why we do it, then we can identify the telltale signs and then stop ourselves. So the number one reason why we do it, and it's human nature, it's because we're lazy, right? It's so much easier to sit and stay on that one branch and say, well, I'm happy here. I'm comfortable here. You know, it's that comfort zone. The second reason why we do it is fear. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of getting hurt. And I get it. We all have fears, but it's about overcoming those fears. And you've heard me talk about it in past episodes, and it's something that I probably will cover in future episodes, specifically in this context of why we end up settling for mediocrity. It's because we don't want to put ourselves out there. When you punch at average and don't stick your neck out, then you can never fail. You can never be rejected. You can never get hurt. In my book, A Higher Branch, I talk about the wisdom of the turtle and how the turtle shows courage, because the turtle literally needs to stick its neck out to move forward in life. When it's in its shell, it's impenetrable. Its shell is extremely hard, but it's a metaphor for us humans, really. For us, we need to stick our neck out. We need to overcome a fear of failure, rejection, or getting hurt to move forward in life. And unfortunately for us, when we settle for mediocrity, we actually feed those fears and they keep getting bigger and bigger, and then it's harder for us to get out of that state of settling for mediocrity. Okay, the third reason why we do it, unfortunately, and this is confronting, is when we surround ourselves with people that are doing the same thing, settling for mediocrity. And when we surround ourselves with people that don't challenge us. So I'm going to stop it right there, and I will cover it in a future episode. But for now, I just want you to identify that that is one of the reasons. Now, let's talk about what to do about it. What to do about it so you don't settle for mediocrity. The first thing you should do is you got to hang out with friends that are punching above the average. Friends that don't settle for mediocrity. That's the easiest way, really, to climb out of that state. The second thing you can do is you need to set new goals and dreams in the eight areas of life. You need to do a life reset, in fact. So I did produce a specific podcast episode. It was the second for the season, called How to Do a Life Reset. And it's a five-step process. But one of those important steps is to sit down and write goals in the eight areas of life. When it comes to health, what are your goals? Love, family, work, etc. Go through those eight areas and write down goals. And then after you do that, rate those goals out of 10 and say, out of a scale of 1 to 10, a 10 being most excited, how excited are you? And if you're not writing 9 or 10 next to that goal, then cross it out. Because when you have goals that get you super excited, then you won't settle for mediocrity in yourself. You will push yourself. You will overcome your fears. And from there, you will get into a constant state of continuous upgrade. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode on why you should not settle for mediocrity. And I hope I've given you enough reasons, and apologies if some of those insights were a little bit confronting. But as I said, I always produce this podcast with the utmost of love and respect. And you know what? My job here is not just to make you feel good. Like I said in the podcast itself about mediocrity and the people in your life, my job here is to get you thinking and for you to challenge yourself. So I'm challenging you to not settle for mediocrity. I'm challenging you to live the life that you deserve. And I mean that sincerely. So look, thank you for listening again to today's episode. And if there's someone in your life that you know needs to listen to this episode in particular and needs to be part of our community, then please do me a favor and share it with them privately. Send it to them and say, hey, I think you might like this episode. And I do that with my friends all the time. I listen to a lot of podcasts and I'll share it with the people in my life, because if I really care for them, then I want them to improve. And when they improve, they help me improve. And together we lift the average. If you feel a bit awkward about sharing this with people privately, then share it publicly on social media and tag me in it. On Instagram, it's SamMcCool_AHB. On all other platforms, it's Sam McCool. And you can also search for us under A Higher Branch. Anyway, thank you again for listening. And as always, I'm going to leave you with the reminder that every morning is the dawn of a new day and your opportunity to start a new life and start with new habits, new techniques, new tips that I'm sharing with you at every episode. Until then, I hope you have a great day. And as always, live consciously, my friends.